So, last year, I read the ranked best candies. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I have no memory of this, but apparently, I said that I wanted to see them next year. So one of our listeners wrote in to remind me that I said that, and she looked up the list for me.
Oh my God, how fun.
Like,
she just did all the hard work for you.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want to help guess? So let's do worst to best. Number 10. You know this one.
Worst Halloween candy?
Yeah, you know this one. Everyone hates this one. You know this one.
Tootsie Roll?
No.
You said
candy corn.
Oh.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also...
Nine
like
is
candy corn. Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop. Eight, which is so, this one is so shocking to me. I'll give you a hint. Hungry?
Snickers?
Yes. Isn't that shocking?
I feel like Snickers is an excellent Halloween candy.
I think so too. Then is seven is Hershey Kisses, which have never done much for me.
I that shouldn't even be in Halloween candy, in my opinion.
Six, I'm highly offended, is Sour Patch Kids. Ridiculous.
That's six?
Six. Come on. Fifth is Hot Tamales. Not a fan.
I would put Hot Tamales towards the bottom.
Same.
I'd switch that out with Snickers.
Same. Four, again, not a huge fan, Starburst.
I mean, no. For Halloween? Right? We're talking Halloween specifically.
This list is enraging me. Third is M&M's.
Okay.
Classic. Second is, do you have a guess?
First, second, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
No.
Reese's is first.
Yes.
Second is?
Taste the Rainbow.
Skittles.
Interesting,
I mean,
huh?
I agree. Reese's belongs on top.
Yes.
Chocolate and peanut butter, you can't go wrong.
I think I would go Reese's, Snickers, Sour Patch, M&M's. Oof. Hershey Kisses, I guess. And then, I don't know, hot Tamale, Tootsie Pop, candy corn.
Yeah. Top three, I would go Reese's.
You're
Sour
not
Patch.
A Reese's.
I love Reese's.
No, but you say Reese's and not Reese's. How have I never known this about
Reese's?
You?
Reese's?
You're one of those. Yeah, it's a personality trait.
Evidently.
Michaela, do you say Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's, I think.
Yeah, because she's normal.
Reese's.
No one says Reese's. The only other person I know that says Reese's is Nicole from Kentucky. She says Reese's.
Reese's.
What up, Nicole?
I would go Reese's, Sour Patch Kids, M&M's.
Tea.
But I'm a chocolate girl, so
yeah, you are.
The fact that Sour Patch is even up there says
true,
a lot.
True, 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 true. Well, thank you so much to, let me just make sure I can say this. Yeah, Danielle. And it was funny because she started it with, hey, Tash or Ashrin? She was making us a couple names.
Ashrin.
Ashrin, I feel like, is a vibe, but Tash is also dope.
Nah, Ashrin
all the
way.
Tash.
Ashrin.
Yeah, but Ashrin. Thank you, Danielle, for reminding me and doing all the work for me.
I know. We didn't even have to try.
I'm the laziest person, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice October series. Yes. This is our fourth episode. I think so.
Oh, yeah. And so we have two more?
Yeah.
It's already, we're more than halfway done.
Oh, my God.
It's just
this
sad.
This is our fourth episode in the October series. If you are just joining us, we have been doing spooky stories for the entire month of October. And it is worth it for you to go back a few weeks and listen to all of the episodes because they are so, so, so good. These are stories that you guys actually send us, stuff that you've experienced or someone close to you has experienced. You wrote it in. So that's what I think makes it extra scary.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's not just a spooky story. It's not just a ghost story told by the fire. This is something that our listeners, you guys, send us. Mm-hmm. And there's something very unnerving about that.
I would fully agree. And it's just I think it's the time of year, but it's also just so different from our regular content.
100%.
So I think it's so much fun. My brother's girlfriend, Julia, she came over the other day and she was like, oh my gosh, I listened. I don't think she had listened
in the past
to I don't expect my friends and family to listen to our podcast often, but I don't think she had really listened to October series before.
Got it. Which she likes. I remember talking to her that she likes this kind of stuff.
So they were driving somewhere where it was far, and I think they listened to an episode, and she was like, I am hooked. She's backtracking through all
good.
The years. And
Julia,
she's like, they're so good. But it's
you're
funny
because love them.
She just listened to the one that was about my brother.
Oh,
remember the
yeah.
clown mask and the bunny mask? So she just listened to that one, and then she's like, oh my gosh, I want to listen to it with him now and see if he remembers it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So all this to say, send these episodes to everyone you know, because October series just hits different.
It
you know?
Really does. It's the best, most happiest time of the year. Also, if you watch us on YouTube, you already know, but we are sporting our merch, October Series 22 merch. It is basically our artwork in skeleton form. It is us in skeleton form.
I look pretty hot as a skeleton. My head is a lot larger than yours, though.
I look very...
Why does your skeleton look so feminine and mine looks very masculine?
It's because my leg is up. It's really emphasizing the hips is what it is.
But don't I look like a man skeleton?
No, not at all.
Don't be nice.
Not at all.
I do. I do.
But all skeletons look the same.
No, your skeleton looks super feminine.
It's because I'm on my tippy toe.
I look like a straight up male head.
I didn't really think about this before, but... why am I on my tippy toe? Oh, because I'm in a heel.
Oh.
But your feet look flat.
I was in heels, too.
It's the little things you don't catch until you're sitting right in front of it, staring at it. But you guys have been crushing the merch game.
Yes.
You guys have bought so much, and it means so much to us because you're fully supporting us.
No, literally.
We wouldn't be here without you guys. So thank you so much for showing up and showing out with the merch. Mm-hmm. It is still available. It is not too late to buy. So hop on over. We've been pushing it really hard on our Instagram, which... Of course, if you aren't following us on our Instagram, follow us there. We've also... been really crushing our promos this year. As you guys know, every year we post very stupid, very silly promo videos to promote our Halloween series. And this is when Taryn and I get dressed up in a silly costume and do something goofy.
Yeah.
And we've just been having a blast with them. So definitely follow us on Instagram, if anything, just for that.
No, literally.
it's a good follow right now because we're having so much fun with this October spooky season.
Yes. I was going to say another reminder and then I totally forgot.
Also, if you're sitting on it, I was going to jump in, but I'll stop.
No, no. I was going to say, we know, we've seen numbers. We know, quite a few of you have bought in the sweatshirt, mm-hmm. but only, a few people have tagged us and stuff.
Yeah, do better.
And it's just, we just want to see. So
we just wanna
send
see
us photos
faces.
Of you in our merch or post a story and tag us or whatever.
Tag us in the
sweatshirt. Because we just want to see. It helps us to, Like, I feel like the high of the live show has, like, worn down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've forgotten what you guys look like. Of just, like, that we're talking to real people and not just each other in a room.
Yes, please. And also, yes. If you have a scary story to share, it is not too late. We still have 2 more episodes to record. And we couldn't do that without you guys. So if you have a story, submit it now.
Yeah.
You hear me? I'm talking to you. Submit it.
Vecna.
How you been, Jared?
You know. Having great. Nothing to report. I was like slightly depressed this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. as we do.
It comes, and, it goes, it comes again.
I couldn't, but I also think part of me wouldn't like leave my apartment.
Yes.
So I just
kind of.
Very
specific place.
Yeah. I had this like moment where. Like Saturday, I kept trying to push myself to get out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally hit this place where I was like, it's not happening. So instead of this cycle of like making yourself feel like crap because you can't overcome this, why don't you just embrace
it? Lean into it, yeah.
So I did, and I was intentional. I baked cookies. I turned all my like LED lights on, yeah. My floating candles, and I like cocooned and watched a movie.
I forgot you have the Harry Potter floating candles in your apartment.
I can't wait for you to come over Tuesday night because it's such a vibe. So that was like what I did all day Saturday, and then it definitely carried over to all day Sunday. Mm-hmm. But it's okay because I was just like, obviously, like this is what you need. And then
and now
today
we're back
I'm
here Monday, out and about,
doing things,
getting our things done.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, you know, I had an incident.
Not the finger.
I have had a very long week of moving, unpacking, doing all those things. I wanted to have a family dinner at my place to make my place feel homey. My sister and boyfriend were there, and we made a whole thing. Like we all were in charge of something. We had salmon. We had cauliflower. I can't speak. Cauliflower gnocchi and stuff like apricot. Squash and whatever, it doesn't matter. We've been using I can't talk. I'm so sorry. We've been using this new set of cutting knives that I just got for my new place for everything. Like we used it all during cooking, and then we finished eating. We're like cleaning everything up. I'm doing the dishes, and I just barely grazed the knife against my finger. It was so sharp. It was all quick. It was a blur. It barely touched my skin. And then I was just like gushing blood and it would not stop. Oof. And I didn't need stitches. All I had to do, I ended up going to the emergency room. They just had to like glue it into place and then wrap it and kind of keep it there.
Ugh.
But like I could not. I kept saying it was fine, but like the bleeding wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And my pull, I could feel my finger just like pulsing.
Oh gosh.
So I ended up at the ER and we got it taken care of. It was not that bad, but like it was just like, come on.
No, I've seen the cut. It's gnarly.
It was like, it's not a huge cut, but it was a significant cut.
But it's more than half of your finger. Yeah. So that's brutal.
I was just like, come on. But then so last night I was trying to edit. I'm behind on editing. And editing without your index finger
Dude,
is
your right
rough.
Index is one of like
it
the
does
key
everything.
Ones. Yeah.
It does everything. So I'm over here with like, my like middle and ring finger trying to make it work. I was trying to zoom in.
Yeah.
It was so hard.
You're going to be so good at doing like live long and prosper.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I
was
can't
just
do it.
Trying to. So funny. But
amazing.
We survived.
I'm
and
glad you're okay.
We're here to tell another scary story.
Yeah, that is your scary story. That
Don't
one time.
Play with knives, kids. Yeah. What your parents have always said is in fact
it's true.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Well,
you got the
to
opener,
start everything
yeah?
off. Yeah, we have a good tearing it up for you guys because we love tearing it ups, and you guys have some pretty funny like October Halloween themed ones. So,
also, it's funny because we've talked about this before. Me and Ash, we both bring our story like same as our regular episodes, but the only thing we'll say is like subject matter, right? Mm-hmm. So, like regular episodes, I'll be like, "What's yours about?"
Yeah.
She'll be like, relationship. So sometimes I'm like, oh, then I'm going to bring one that's about like
career.
A job or whatever.
Yeah.
So like sometimes that's as much as we'll like talk to each other about. Mm-hmm. But on October series, the question is it real or supernatural?
Like yeah. Real life?
There's no other category.
Or supernatural.
So Ash said supernatural, and I was like, crap, because mine's supernatural. And then she was like, well, I have a short that's supernatural. So we both looked at each other. We were like,
let's do the tearing it up. Like, let's switch it up a little bit. Otherwise, it's a little too heavy.
It's yeah.
Otherwise, no one will be sleeping tonight.
Two supernatural stories is like, that's it. Yeah, that's
a
the
lot.
Cat.
It's a know? Lot. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into today's Tearing It Up. Dear Taryn and Ashley, hey, and happy Halloween. I would like to remain anonymous, but for this story, you can call me Autumn.
Ah, love. Autumn.
The story I'm writing is a Halloween Tearing It Up, which I will call My Neighbor is a Killer Clown.
What is with the clowns?
I couldn't come up with a better title, LOL. Hope you enjoy. And we get into it. It was a crisp, cool morning in October of my freshman year of high school back in 2016. During this time, there was a thing known as the Great Clown Scare that was happening in my town. This was basically a series of rumors and, quote, sightings of both stalkers and people dressed up as clowns.
Okay, is this what we were talking about last week?
I think so, and that's why I was like, whoa, that's
Dude,
weird.
That's why our world is so messed up, because all it takes is one like news story about people dressing as clowns and scaring people,
and then run with it.
Everyone who has just that slight thing that's broken inside of them is like, I'm gonna do that too.
Every broken
spreads.
Person goes and orders
Literally.
An Amazon clown
because
costume.
When I hear that news story, I'm like, I'm locking my door and staying inside.
Yeah,
I'm not
100%.
Like, okay, I'm Amazoning a clown mask. Yeah. Dear Lord. Anyways, okay, continue.
She continues. Dressed as clowns. Not the carnival kind, but the bloody, creepy clowns whose image is burned into your mind the second you see them, harassing and chasing people across the United States. At first, it was only a rumor that we assumed was just some students spreading a story about something they saw on YouTube to cause stupid drama and panic in our school. But over time, the rumor eventually made the news, causing for concern. My parents had, of course, sat me down with my younger brother in response to the news and hysteria going around and rediscussed the safety measures we were to take if anything out of the sort were to happen. They, of course, told us not to worry about it at all, but of course, I would be lying to say I wasn't on edge regarding the entire thing, with the stories spreading like wildfire in my school, and being that I particularly was not a fan of clowns.
Yeah, who
but
is?
But, like, who is?
Who is? Their face, they have a smile painted on their face.
Yeah.
But they're not happy. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's, again, we said this a couple episodes ago, but that smile movie, I can't. Like,
oh, my
that,
God.
Like, that, like, not their smile gets me.
I saw a clip on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And I do this thing where
filter?
I'm like, you're fine, you can watch it. No, those are funny though.
Those are funny.
But it was a scene from it where like she's talking to a person and that person, she's like, no, because they start like a
start
smile starts
smiling.
Forming. And I was just like, nope, I'm not brave enough. I can't.
Did you see the videos of the marketing that they did?
Yeah, I was telling you about it.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
So good.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Anyways, during this time, I still took the bus to school and my bus stop location was about a 5-minute walk from me. So it wasn't far, but it was dimly lit and had a part of a woods and creek in the nearby neighborhoods, which always creeped me out at night. I was on my way out the door thinking it was just a normal day, backpack in one hand and my breakfast in the other. Since I was always running late, I tended to eat on the go.
Me.
Yeah. As I opened the door of my garage and felt the cool air hit me, that was when it all happened. I look out onto the dimly lit street to see a tall figure dressed in all black whose face was hidden, but based on their hood, appeared to be staring in my direction. I felt the goosebumps forming and the panic set in when I yelled out, "Hello? Can I help you?" But no response.
Oh, God.
I felt the feeling sink into my chest and my heart began to race as I yelled out again, "Sir, do you need something?" But no answer. I see the figure slowly begin to turn, to move, and it was at that moment I lost my cool, ran back inside, only to be greeted by my mother. As the panic took over, I explained what had happened. As I was overwhelmed with anxiety, she immediately sat me down on the couch, told me to stay there, and promptly walks outside. She goes outside, and I'm sitting on our family room couch trying to calm down as the minutes roll by. She finally comes back in for me and explains what had happened. That the black figure was not a killer clown or a stalker or anything of the sort, but rather a schoolboy who rides my bus, who was just waiting for a friend outside our driveway. He apparently had headphones in, so he did not hear me and had a black hoodie on because it was cold.
He was unaware of the whole thing where she was living a horror scene.
He's just listening to his music, done. Zoned out. After hearing what had happened to me from my mother, who of course was livid at the obliviousness of the student with everything happening in town, apologized immediately for the entire situation. Being that I was still rattled, I did not end up having to walk the dimly lit path to the bus stop, but instead was dropped off at school by my mother once my nerves were calmed down, and I had to go about my day as if nothing happened to avoid utter embarrassment from my peers. Every Halloween, this memory comes back to me and gives me something to remember and laugh about over something that I thought was going to be so completely different. If you made it this far, thank you so much for reading my story, and thank you both for what you do, as I love not only your podcast, but your content, which I have been watching since around that time, that year of 2016. And if it makes it on the pod, I hope it gave everyone a good laugh during your October series before we dive into some spooky stories. Have a fantastic Halloween.
Ha! Good one.
So good.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, clowns? No. I can't. I cannot. There was a, without getting into it, because it was a traumatic period of my life, but there was a situation I had with a guy when I was in junior high.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of like an obsession turned bad. It was like a bad situation. Mm-hmm. But one Halloween, he knew, like my friends all knew I was scared of clowns.
Right.
And so I went to a party with my friends. He came as like one of those terrifying, like blood dripping from the mouth, like clown masks.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stood in the back. Everywhere I went, he stood in like the background and would just stare at me the entire time. And I was like, in tears, like, yeah. Freaking out, but oof. I just do not. Nope.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Just smack the mic. Okay. Shall we?
Oh, we absolutely shall.
Dear Lord, I just pray you protect each one of us.
Immediately goes into prayer.
Surround us all with your protection. In your name. Amen. Okay.
Yes and amen.
This story is called A Shocking End. Oh, my God. I just got it. That's great. That's very clever. You'll get it. Oh, I didn't get it at first, but I just got it. Okay. Hi, Ash and Taryn. My name is Hannah. And
hey,
yes,
Hannah.
You can say my name. I am so excited to share this story. And even if you don't read it on the pod, I can't wait to listen to all the other spooky stories. October series is an absolute favorite of mine. Oh, sorry, I'm just like making up stuff. October series is my absolute favorite time of the year because of you two. Let's get into the story.
Let's dive in.
Here comes the creepy music, y'all. Okay. My dad is in the oiled fields, so we moved around a lot when
you
I was younger.
Oiled fields. It was funny.
Oiled fields. My dad is in the oil field. Shut up. So we moved around a lot when I was younger. We lived in Oklahoma when I was about 8, and the house we moved into was absolutely gorgeous, was an absolutely gorgeous two-story home right on the corner of the street with a pool, garden, and huge yard for our dogs. But the house to the left was vacant. While talking to some neighbors, my mom casually brought it up, and all the neighbors went silent. They eventually said that it's known as the murder house.
And you move.
Yes.
You get a hotel for the rest of your stay and you move.
Absolutely. Because apparently the husband had murdered his wife there. My mom, not knowing what to say, kind of brushed it off and moved on to avoid an awkward situation. A few years later, a lovely couple bought the home and we were so excited to have new neighbors. Years it was vacant. That's terrifying. We were excited to have new neighbors so we could stop being creeped out by the vacant home. A few weeks after they moved in, our neighbor said some weird stuff had been happening around the house, and it was to the point where she didn't feel comfortable being home alone while her husband was at work. We told her she was welcome to come over if she needed to, but she didn't say anything further than that. About a month later, we see them packing up all their stuff into a U-Haul truck.
Yep.
So we went over to check it out. Our neighbor was frantic, loading stuff into the truck, and tells us that someone pushed her down the stairs.
Oh my God, I got chills.
What the actual crap, dude? What the crap?
Ooh.
See, I don't like...
I think I'm gonna cry.
Because I can close my eyes and pretend that something's not there.
It's so different when, like, a lot of these stories, you see things, you hear things, nothing actually touches you. There's something about...
You're telling me a ghost can lay hands on me? I'm out.
Not if you are covered by the blood of Christ.
Should we pray again?
Okay. I'm terrified.
I know. Okay. My mom asked what she meant, and she said she heard noises up in the attic late last night, and when she went to go check it out, she saw nothing. As she turned to walk down the stairs, someone shoved her, and that was the final straw, and they were leaving. Not too long after that, my dad got a call, and we had to move to Houston, Texas. Oh, my God. I'm a celebrity in Houston, Texas. I've been on the news.
If you've watched the news lately.
Fox 26 Houston. Just want to throw that out.
She's a famous Lego TikToker.
Thank you. When we got to our new house, we loved it, and everything was great. Until... It's always those words. Until... However,
but then, and that's when I knew.
Until things started happening. It started with small noises, like voices in the attic. It sounded like someone was rearranging furniture above us, but there was nothing but tubs and boxes up there. My brother and I would go up to check it out every once in a while, and of course, there was nothing. Then it started to get worse. My older brother and I had a Jack and Jill bathroom where they connect with two doors. So we would leave them open to see each other at night so we weren't as scared.
Yeah.
My brother woke up one night to the sheets being yanked off of him. He casually says, "Hannah, stop messing with me. I'm tired," and pulls the covers back up. But it happens again. "Hannah, seriously, I said stop." He peeks over the edge of his bed to see nothing but the sheets on the floor. So he rolls over and looks through the bathroom door to see me sound asleep in bed.
No.
He ran in there to tell me what happened, and he slept in my room that night. Duh.
Yeah, no kidding. No Duh. Kidding.
A little later, at 12 a.m. exactly, my bedroom door opened and my nightlight would turn off. This happened 3 nights in a row before I went to my dad and asked if he had been coming in my room at night. He said, of course not, and said it was probably just the AC kicking on at 12, and I probably had a power shortage. Luckily, we were leaving for a trip, right? A trip to visit our grandparents a few nights later, so I was sitting on my brother's bed while he packed and we talked. He had a chest of drawers across... Chest of drawers. Wait. Is it called chest of drawers, not Chester drawers?
What? Did you say Chester?
What? Is it called chest of drawers?
Yeah.
It's not Chester drawers.
Chester, like the cat? No, Taryn, no.
I'm literally 35. I did not know that.
Chester drawers?
I thought it was Chester drawers.
Sweet Jesus. Chester drawers.
Chest of drawers. Wow. Okay.
Oh, anyway. Honey.
He had a chest of drawers across... across from his bed where he stored most of his clothes. My mom comes upstairs and tells him to pick up his room before we leave after he's done packing. So he finishes packing, cleans, and we both take our suitcases downstairs. My mom yells from upstairs, I told you to pick up your room. Confused, we both rush upstairs and every drawer is open and clothes are sprawled out everywhere. That's fine because my room's already a mess, so I wouldn't even notice.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm moving on.
This ghost is sassy.
Yeah. We looked at each other equally concerned and both said, we promise it was clean when we left the room. My mom has had a lot of paranormal things happen to her in her life, so she said she believed us. Other things would happen, like my brother and I would both hear our names being called and come out yelling, saying, yes, sir, but no one was there. We would hear people talking in other rooms when we were home alone, things being moved around or go missing, and our dogs would growl at nothing. My dad, who doesn't believe in those things, even woke up one night to see a tall man standing in the corner of his room. As he rushed to turn on the lamp, it was gone. So many things had happened at this point that there was no denying it. Luckily, my dad's work moved us back to Oklahoma, far from our old house in Oklahoma. Don't worry. So we moved.
Thank God.
Well, the ghosts clearly followed them.
I mean, but they weren't being haunted before their neighbor was.
No, but the neighbor left and then they left. So I'm assuming he just jumped in with them because he was like, I'm not going to sit in this house.
And opened his arms like the other story.
I hope not. Dear God. Okay. A week after we moved out of our Houston house, we were supposed to go back and clean it before it got sold. My mom got extremely sick that week and we weren't able to go. That week, the house was struck by lightning exactly where my brother's bed was. I'm 20 years old now, and to this day, I still believe that God was cleansing that house of whatever was in there. Luckily, nothing else has happened, and we are all safe in a different state, far, far away from that house. Thank you for reading my story. I hope it gave you a good fright. I'll attach some photos of the burnt house for a little extra effect.
Yes, I love photos.
Your faithful listener, Hannah. Girl, are you ready for this? Because it's freaking intense. And we'll definitely have it up on YouTube. But also, if you're just listening, go to our Instagram because we'll post these for sure. But
oh, it's destroyed.
Like you can see where the lightning came through and hit. I'm assuming that's where his bed was.
Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
Oh.
That's like, that's lightning. That's like the power of Jesus.
I mean, yeah.
He destroyed him.
Smited.
Because all this stuff happened in the brother's room.
Yeah.
So he was obviously in there chilling.
Oh my God, whatever it was, yeah.
And Jesus said, zap.
Zap.
And that's why it's called a shocking end.
Oh my God.
I just got
it. Got it. Yes. Yeah. Dear God.
Dude, I can't.
Oof.
I cannot.
That is... So that's like, another story of that we've gotten, like the second one where people have moved and it's followed them.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do to, like, I don't know.
I mean, at that point, I pray to God that never happens to me. But like, if I moved and something was still going on, I would try everything.
Yeah.
I would call every old lady in the prayer circle at church to
absolutely
come every, you know,
absolutely,
once a week. I would sage the place. I would have the healers.
The healers.
I'd reach out to the healers.
They could come as long as I wasn't
them,
there. I don't want to see.
I'd have them clean.
Literally.
Place. I would try everything because clearly something's connected to me. Like, that's what's weird.
Oh, my God.
If you move, you know, you're the common denominator.
I mean, because what are the odds that they would be next door to, like, an aggressive ghost?
Yeah.
And then they move to a different state and then happen to move into the house of one?
Yeah, no. It came with you.
Oh, my God.
That's what my brain says.
I wonder why it didn't go with the people that left.
Exactly.
Maybe it was like, oh, I had my fun already with these people.
Yeah, or they were no fun. I don't know. I don't know. That's what's frustrating.
I hate it. What do you do? Honestly, at that point, I just choose death.
No, you know what I would do? I would do all those things, and I would vlog every second of it.
I would
vlog every second of it. I would live stream. I would show everyone.
She's like, at least I'm going to get rich.
Because, one, I will try to make as much money before I die and give it to my kids.
Yeah.
And then, two, like, I would just need, I think even more importantly, I would just need some kind of validation of people saying, like, we see this too, you're not going crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more people I could get on my side to be like, weird things are happening to you, the better.
Well, there's that whole side of TikTok where people post.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
Screen recordings. No, every time I see that it's a screen recording of like a room at night, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
But, oh God, yeah.
Oof.
Terrifying.
Even like the other day I had a party at my house and I was talking about our October series and one of my friends was telling me that she used to work at this like salon, like not scary, just like a normal salon. It was her 9-to-5 and she came in one morning and the iPad that they use to like check people in was like flat on the floor and she thought it was so weird and something about it just made her like, that's not right. Like she couldn't figure out what could have caused that. So she called someone to look through the security footage. So they do. They sent her a screen recording and she showed it to me because she still had it. So we're at the party, me and her like in the corner. And she's showing me like this recording of a down angle of her work desk. There were two computers and then two iPads laying flat, like securely laying flat, plugged in, being charged on like the table. And then as she like scrolled through the timeline to kind of speed up time, you see the iPad just kind of like slowly shut out.
No.
And then a second later it falls like to the ground. There's not a person in sight. It was the weirdest thing. It gave me full body chills. And it was at a freaking salon. Like it wasn't like a haunted house or like something freaky happening.
Ew.
Isn't that bizarre?
No, I hate it.
I hate that.
I hate it.
I should have had her write that in.
Well, too late.
The only thing is there's like no real like ending to it.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, I'm unwell. That's so scary.
That's terrifying.
That's what's bad. When you're in Target and weird happening, like it's like, how do you get away from this stuff? Anyways, great story. Thank you so much for the photos. If you guys are ever able to add photos, please add the photos.
Yes.
Just do it. Know that our answer is yes, add the photos.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into mine. Are you ready?
Like, yes, but no. Like, yes, but also, like, I need a second. No, I'm just kidding.
Prepare yourself, because we're going in.
I'm ready.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I'm such a big fan of your Halloween series. I've re-listened to it 3 times this year.
Wow. Dang, girl.
A diehard. It's the best fix when I'm craving fall and Halloween. Anyways, I was listening to it this week and I realized that I needed to get my dad to write up one of his stories and send it to you guys. So after begging and then a little persuading with a 6-pack of beef that I finally got him to write this up.
Wait, 6-pack of beef?
I bet she meant beer. I'm going to go ahead and assume that it's beer.
What would that even look like? A 6-pack of beef?
6 fillets.
Look, are you coming to the barbecue? You bring a 6-pack of beef?
6-pack of beef.
I'm dead. Okay.
Finally got him to write this up. So without further ado, ...
Eek.
The shadow at the end of my bed.
Ah, crap. I hate it already.
And here we go. I was about 7 years old. Oh, so wait, before I get into it, remember, this is her dad writing. So this is no longer her.
Oh,
she got her dad to write his story. So now this is
her dad. So now he's saying he was 7 years old.
He's writing, yes.
Okay.
If you're imagining this, pretend a male is speaking.
Pretend.
Okay, here we go. I was about 7 years old, and my parents had just moved us back to Liverpool, England, after spending 1.5 years in the States. The house my mom and her brother Bill lived in when they were younger was for sale, so my parents bought it. It was a 3-story house on a road named Phoenix Drive. There wasn't anything scary about the house or the neighborhood. Everything looked normal. My younger brother and I shared a room on the 3rd floor, and my 2 older brothers and my parents were in the 3 bedrooms on the 2nd floor. We had been living in the house for about 1 month. When one night, I woke up and saw the perfect shadow of a man standing at the end of my bed. I screamed, started crying, and felt paralyzed in fear. My parents heard me and came running into my room. When they turned on the light, the shadow was gone. My mom told me everything would be okay and consoled me back to sleep. The next night, I woke up again in the middle of the night. And again, there was the perfect shadow of a man standing at the end of my bed. I screamed, cried, and my parents came running again. This happened every night for 1.5 years that we lived in this house. But after 1 few weeks, I eventually stopped screaming and crying because I knew the shadow wasn't going away. I would wake up at night, and there it was, a tall, broad, shadow that didn't move and stood directly at the end of my bed. My brother never woke up. He never saw it, and neither did my parents. I never got comfortable with it. It always scared me, and every night when I inevitably woke up, I would wish it wasn't there, but it always was. Ugh. Eventually, my parents decided they wanted to come back to California, so we packed everything up and came back to the States. I was excited to get out of that house and hopefully leave that terrifying shadow on the other side of the Atlantic. We were in California for about 1 year when my parents decided they wanted to move back to England. These people move a lot.
Yeah. Give this poor kid a break, too. Yeah.
For perspective, I moved back and forth from California and England about 6 times growing up because my parents couldn't decide where they wanted to live.
Oh, my gosh.
When I heard the news that we were going back to England, I went to my mom and told her that I did not want to go back to the Phoenix Drive house. She asked why, and I told her that I didn't want to see the same shadow anymore and that it truly terrified me. My mom began asking questions about what I saw and admitted that she had forgotten about it because I had stopped screaming and crying after 1 few weeks. I told her I stopped screaming because I realized nothing was going to change. The shadow wasn't going anywhere. She then sat me down and told me about how her family had lived in that house when they were growing up. My mom explained that her older brother, Bill, had fought in World War II. And when he came home, he was more on edge and very uncomfortable in the bedroom on the 3rd floor.
His room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
She said that Bill once told a story about his experience in World War II and explained that there was an incident where a weapon was about to backfire and kill him. But someone came, pushed him out of the way, and then said, "You'll never see me again." Bill said he couldn't see the man's face, and in a haze, he could only make out the silhouette of the man who saved him. When Bill eventually came back home to the house on Phoenix Drive, he took the room on the third floor. My mom said he would often come downstairs and ask if anybody saw weird shadows at night in the house, and when everyone else answered no, he would tell them that he would often wake up to a shadow standing at the end of his bed.
Why is this mother just now telling?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, this kid's been through so much, and you're just now... Mm-hmm.
There's a clear and obvious connection.
I would be so pissed. Yeah.
The weird thing was that he mentioned he couldn't remember there being a shadow in the room prior to him going to war. My mom said the family brushed it off as Bill mentally dealing with having returned from war. They eventually moved out of the house, and many years later, we moved in. My mom said that when I began waking up every night screaming about the shadow, it confirmed what Bill had been saying. She then assured me that we wouldn't be going back to Phoenix Drive. I would occasionally think about this growing up throughout my life, and I have to admit that there was always a dread when I would wake up in the middle of the night and look towards the end of my bed, followed by relief when I realized there was nothing there. Many years later, I'm married with kids at this point. I was at home in California and working under my truck. I was positioned underneath my truck, but I had lowered it, so it needed to be jacked up for me to be able to fit underneath it. As I was working, I heard the jack start to give out, so I started to push myself out from under it. I got about halfway when the floor jack fully gave out, and the truck was now resting on top of my lower body. I yelled for my wife, and as I turned my head towards the garage door waiting for her to come outside, it felt like the pressure of the truck had decreased just slightly. And from underneath the truck, I could see two shadowed feet standing on the other side of my truck. Eventually, my wife and neighbor came outside and were able to jack the truck back up. But during that time that it took for them to do that, the pressure I had felt was relief, and the shadowed feet never left. I don't know what it was at the end of my bed. I don't know if it was the man who saved my uncle's life or if anyone else other than my uncle and I had seen it. But I know those shadowed feet belong to the same shadow I would see every night at the end of my bed. And for the first time, I felt comfort that they were there. Maybe I'll hear this story read on the podcast this year. If not, it was still so cool to finally get my dad to write this down. Have a great spooky season, Stephanie.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was off. It was obviously like a protector spirit.
Something, possibly the soldier, was protecting his uncle Bill. And then was just standing there waiting around, apparently, to protect Stephanie's dad.
Interesting. But it went with him, obviously. Yeah.
Like, it clearly moved from the Phoenix house to California with him. He's now older, married. An incident happens, and then the shadow reappears.
Wow.
What was crazy was how, like, he said he, like, recognized the shoes. Like, he recognized the shadow, even though it had been years.
Well, also, it's probably just like because a lot of like supernatural stuff, people say they like feel like mm-hmm. it's like a sense you
it's so
get.
Obvious. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
isn't that crazy?
That's nuts. Oof. See, I like those type of stories more than
yeah
the push you down the stairs
or the gets the house struck by lightning.
Yeah, kind. I would like if there is a ghost, I would like them to be, you know, lifting cars off of me.
Yeah, like I this is obviously it's still scary in the moment. I would hate for that to happen to me. But there's some kind of like logic and greater purpose that it feels is there.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's just to be menacing, that's when it's like get me out of here. I can't be
literally
here.
Wow, that one had me like glued in the whole time.
Also, Stephanie, tell your dad he's a fantastic writer.
Yeah.
He did a really great job. I loved all the details. Wow. That was a good one.
That was nuts. Dude, this stuff, you know, I never know how I feel. We'll see how this all settles in
Will
tonight.
Will we sleep?
When I'm alone in bed. See, no. The key is you never look.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's what I was gonna say about your story. When the mom went up, heard stuff upstairs, and like went to look, I would never.
Yeah,
I mean, I would if I heard. Because what's crazy about your story was they said the movement sounded like people were rearranging furniture. So that's a lot of noise, right?
Yeah,
you're talking about furniture. I'm picturing couch being dragged across the floor.
Yeah.
Or like a bookcase being shoved. Like that's a lot of noise. So if they're hearing that. If she's hearing that and she's home alone, gone.
Yeah.
I'd come back later with friends and be like, or I would at least like stand outside in the street watching the house to see if anyone leaves, calling the cops, calling my husband, calling my friends and family to come and like go through the attic with me. I would never go up there alone.
No, absolutely not.
Never.
Absolutely not.
I need at least two people, someone with the phone readily available and a big guy, you know, like someone doing the call, the emergency call and someone ready to like,
absolutely,
you know, I couldn't do it alone.
No, absolutely not. There's no way.
So I'm tired
again, dude. Why do we do this sleep? To ourselves?
But you guys really
you better freaking enjoy this.
Have just been showing so much support and love for this series. It means so much to us. So we're going to keep powering through. But, you know, if anyone wants to send like some melatonin.
Literally.
Some sleepy time tea.
Just knock me out. So I don't know. Even if I'm getting dragged across the floor, at least I'll be like.
At least I'll be like pleasantly
good
out.
Night.
Yeah. I'm going to start like drinking my sleepy time tea like hours before bed so that
as
I'm just
as soon as it starts turning from like light to dark.
Yeah. The second the sun starts setting, blinds are down, alarm is on, and I'm sipping my time tea.
Good night.
Watching a Disney movie.
Absolutely.
Because gotta shake this stuff off.
Absolutely.
That's what you gotta do. But thank you guys so much for sending in these stories.
Yes.
They were excellent. So well written. Again, just a friendly reminder, we have merch available. Go check it out. It is not too late to send in a scary story. So if you have been sitting on one or you know someone who has one, do like Stephanie. Get them to write it down because it's worth it. And it's for us.
Yeah.
And it's for the UA family. For our entertainment.
For our trauma and entertainment.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
Ash,
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to jump in.
Stop.
Don't.
Stop it.
Don't.
I don't know if I've read this one before. Oh, no. Is this going to be my first repeat?
Uh-oh.
Guys, it's harder with Halloween jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are graveyards so loud?
Graveyard, grave. Bones, dead.
Grave, bones.
Skeleton, bodies.
Ashley's guesses are the best. Because of all the coffin.
Have I
said that before?
I don't think so. That was good.
I hope I did it.
Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know. We love you the mostest. Please send Taryn some Halloween dad jokes.
Wait. Can I say another one?
Sure.
This is so good. Okay,
imagine
okay.
I said no and just made her stop.
Why can't male ghosts have babies?
I don't know.
Because they have Halloweenies.
That's good.
Halloweenies.
I really got Taryn.
Oh, shoot, that's a funny.
That's hilarious. I already said my part.
So, okay, bye.
No, thanks so much for watching. Love you. Bye.
Bye.